From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A top U.S. diplomat is calling the situation in Kyrgyzstan a humanitarian crisis, Assistant Secretary of State Robert Blake speaking after visiting one of the refugee camps housing some of the estimated 400,000 people who have fled the ethnic violence in that country. Kyrgyzstan's interim leader says as many as 2,000 people may have been killed in the clashes. NPR's David Green reports she is touring hard-hit areas today.
Roza Atunbayeva, who emerged as Kyrgyzstan's interim leader after a bloody uprising back in April, has struggled to stay ahead of the current crisis. Over past days, some residents of Kyrgyzstan's south, desperate for aid and safety, have asked, "Where's Roza?" Today, Atunbayeva landed by helicopter in Osh, and according to her government, told local leaders that we will rebuild no matter what, so people can return to their homes. Tens of thousands, mostly minority ethnic Uzbeks, remain out of their homes in refugee camps in Uzbekistan or in Uzbek villages on the Kyrgyz side of the border. With the humanitarian crisis worsening, there are doubts about whether Atunbayeva's government can hold a planned constitutional referendum June 27th. The government is weighing whether to postpone the vote, but so far has said it will take place. David Green, NPR News, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.
An execution by firing squad in the U.S. for the first time in 14 years. A convicted murderer was put to death in Utah early today. James Nelson in Salt Lake City reports Utah is the only state to still allow firing squads.
Prison officials say convicted killer Ronnie Lee Gardner walked willingly to the execution chamber. There, Gardner, dressed in a black jumpsuit, was strapped into a metal chair, a hood placed over his head, and a small target attached to his chest. Gardner had no final statement and died by firing squad, just the third time it has been used since 1977, each time in the state of Utah. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
BP's chief executive Tony Hayward may have survived his woodshed session before a House panel yesterday, but his statements about the oil spill in the Gulf did not win over some Gulf Coast residents, such as Russ Barkhurst, who runs a charter fishing boat in Louisiana.
I think he's got a passe approach on this. You know, this is just a little bump in the road, and Louisiana's sacrificial, and it's not.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is pushing the government and BP to deploy more vessels to remove oil from the Gulf.
There's got to be a greater sense of urgency. People need to understand every minute this heavy oil is out there in that marsh, that means more of that grass is down, that means more of this marine life is being exposed to it, and this works.
By this, he means oil vacuums mounted on barges. Ken Marbach operates one of those devices, which he says can suck most of the oil off the surface of the water.
If they will set up in the strategic places, we can keep the oil out of the marshes. We need to be in the main cuts coming in and catching the water there. I would say if we got set up in there, we're going to be able to hold 75 to 80% of the oil coming into the back base.
This is NPR. President Obama is asking the nation's trading partners in the so-called G20 to work with him to safeguard and strengthen the global economic recovery. The statement comes in a letter in advance of a summit next week in Toronto of the 19 nations plus the European Union. Mr. Obama says there are still significant weaknesses in the economies of some major powers and developing countries. The Los Angeles Lakers have won their 16th NBA championship. The Lakers had to rally in the fourth quarter, though, to get past the Boston Celtics 83-79 in a defensive struggle. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the victory avenges the Lakers' loss to Boston in the finals 2 years ago.
With the series down to a deciding seventh game, you figured neither team would let the other get too far ahead. So it was when Boston built a 13-point third-quarter lead, the Lakers started picking away. L.A. forward Ron Artest made huge contributions, finishing with 20 points and 5 steals. The Lakers' Lamar Odom, quiet for most of the series, provided a lift as well. The Lakers needed a team effort as their normally reliable stars, Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol, struggled early on. Here's Gasol.
Probably because of that excitement, that tension, that anxiety of wanting to do so well.
Gasol and Bryant both contributed in the fourth quarter when the game hung in the balance. Bryant was named the finals' most valuable player. The Lakers beat the Celtics for only the third time in 12 meetings in the finals. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Minnesota's Governor Tim Pawlenty will be visiting areas in the northern part of his state that were hit by tornadoes. At least 3 people were killed by the twisters, which flattened some homes, downed power lines, and stripped all of the trees out of one small town. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.